Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.
That's right. Welcome in another Thirsty Thursday, week 5 here as we are live. Buffalo Wild Wings. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings each and every Thursday. This week we are off Washington Avenue. Come on out. Hang out with us. You got prizes to win, and you get to hang out and just chop it up with us and listen to us chop it up until 6 o'clock, so make your way on out here. We are happy to be joined on the phone lines by Texans tight end Dalton Schultz. Dalton, we appreciate you jumping in. And maybe I am I'm overstepping here, but it appears to me that, you know, this year – It seemed to be a bit of a different player than last year, and maybe more involved in the offense. But it seems like you're in a better spot this year than last year. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I don't feel any different. I don't feel much different. I'm being asked to do a lot of different stuff, so it's been fun. It's like getting back to some of my roots, just, you know, growing as a player in the league. So a lot of familiarity, with kind of the job description. So I feel like, you know, I have a lot of comfortability doing these kinds of things. So maybe that's what you guys are seeing. I don't know, but yeah, it's been fun.
Well, Dalton, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be up front. I have been hard on 86 now. I have been hard on 86 for a year, and last week was absolutely beautiful. Now, I don't know if you mentally felt any different or what, but I'm talking – from being utilized in the game, in the pass game underneath, to, I mean, just the getting after folks in the run game, is that, I mean, does last week seem like one of your, I mean, at least as a Texan, I can't go back to all of the Cowboy days. I remember some of them, but not all of them. But I mean, that had to be one of your better days all the way around in terms of run game, catching it underneath, and being an integral part of the offense.
Yeah, I mean, it felt good. You know, week to week, you try to grow, you know, a little better than the week before. And I think, you know, that was just another step in the right direction, you know? So I think, again, going back to doing stuff a little differently, there's a lot of teamwork kind of up front. And so I feel like that's allowed guys to kind of just tee off and feel more, you know, comfortable going, you know, vertically. And I think that was kind of a result of that for sure.
Let me ask you this, Dalton, kind of on that same front. Is there, and I don't want to live in the rearview mirror too much, I'm just a football head and curious. Is it fair to say that to your point right now is a little bit more clear of what you and what everybody else is what your job is, who you have, how you're going to get it done, whereas maybe in the past, in the recent past, there was a lot of confusion in that department?
I mean, I can't speak to everybody, but I think – I mean, I've said in a couple interviews since camp, like, this has been the most, like, on it in terms of, you know, who you have, where you're going, what the IDs are. It's the most on it that I think ever been a part of through camp in terms of, like, no missed assignments, knowing who you got, knowing how to get there. And so I think from the jump, it's been very, you know, consistent, and you know, you feel like you're in the right spots all the time, at least in terms of the IDs. And so, yeah, I think there's definitely a part of that.
Dalton Schultz joins us here, Texans tight end. We appreciate you jumping on with us. Dalton, what would you say, you know, is the, I guess, special trait that you're seeing thus far out of Nick Caley as you guys have been working together for this short period? What do you see as his special trait?
Dude, he's a young guy. So, like, just like D'Amico, I mean, dude's bringing energy, whatever room he walks into. But I think beyond that, being a guy that's just you know, a little older in the league, having a first guy, like a first time OC, be willing to like take so much input from those around him, whether it be coaches, players, you know, doesn't matter. He's listening to the input, and like you see him implementing the stuff you talked about. So like, I think he's been a really effective communicator. I love his energy, and honestly, dude, like I think, you know, we're growing in the right direction, and we're going to try to continue to keep doing that. But Cale's definitely leading the show.
Dalton, is it fair to say, again, I want to go back to last week's game, man. I thought that was obviously your best game, but that I can remember. But then I go back to, you know, C.J. Stroud, and really, you know, what this, or at least what I think from the outside looking in, what I think this offense is going to look like when it's hitting on all cylinders. It seemed like being the, you know, minimizing risk throughout the game, using the underneath guys, using the getting through progressions early, getting the checkdowns, and then all of a sudden when it comes time to take the shot, when it presents itself, boom, it's more of a throw in the ocean type. It's more of a calculated risk. Is that, I mean, is that kind of how you see things? Is that what this offense, you know, you envision this offense looking like moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, dude, I think it's going to change a little bit week to week. Like, we're very game plan heavy. But yeah, dude, like when you have a quarterback that's willing to just take what they give you over and over, and then again, like when they present the right look, like go capitalize, dude, it's dangerous. I think, you know, a young guy in the league, like CJ's always been one to like want to make the play, and he usually does. Like, kid's got incredible arm talent. But just having kind of the maturity to realize, like, a lot of the teams, especially this year, like the flavor around the league, everybody's playing some sort of too high, cover six, quarters. Like, there's a shell on top of most of the defenses that you're seeing around the league this year. And so the big shot's not always going to be available. And just being willing to take the 5, 7, 12-yard completions over and over, that for sure showed I think everybody like a ton of growth and just being patient. And that's just being around the game, growing as a player, and consistently making the right reads. I mean, everybody knows he's got the arm talent. Dude can throw with the best of them. But to see that level of patience from him was awesome.
Dalton, looking ahead, and I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but looking ahead to the Ravens game coming up on Sunday, a big game for you guys. I think a lot of people around here are looking and seeing all of the injuries that the Ravens potentially have and are excited about the chances of the Texans pulling this one off on the road. But for you and your teammates, when you look at this, how difficult is it for you to prepare for a team that you may not know who's going to be out there, what important guys? They got some serious guys that may or may not play. How difficult is that for you all to prepare for that?
I wouldn't say it's, like, difficult. I mean, there's guys that, like, you know, they're going to be where they're going to be. So we're preparing for structures, coverages. You know, it'll be interesting to see what they kind of, if they do anything different on the back end, you know, coverage-wise or quick tendency. Like, it's always the kind of question on a week-to-week basis. But, like, dude, I don't know. They've had our number the last few years. And so I think, you know, we're preparing with all the respect, you know, that we have to prepare with when facing a good team who's honestly gotten the better of us on multiple occasions over the last few years. So I think for us, I mean, it's not getting lulled to sleep. Yeah, sure, they might have some injuries, but they're still a damn good football team. Like, I don't think their record reflects, you know, the talent they have and the kind of football team that they are. And, you know, you can't get lulled to sleep with stuff like that. We know we're going to have our work cut out for us, and we're going to go prepare the right way one more day, and we'll go out there and try to get a victory on Sunday.
Dalton, can I get a pancake block out of you this week?
Tell him line up, man.
Hey, let me get a pancake, or at least send somebody to the white, maybe even to the bench or something, man. I need it. I need it, man. I greatly appreciate a hell of a job last week, and boy, I'm glad you don't know how hard I was on you, man. So I needed last week, brother. So put some pancakes somebody so we can talk about it next week.
All right, guys. You guys have a good one. Appreciate it.
All right, appreciate you. That's Dalton Schultz, who joins us, who, as Clint said, felt like he played one of his best games as a Texan, especially in the last year or so. And hopefully Dalton can continue with what he's been doing here of late.
And I mess around and have an 86 jersey by the end of the year if he keeps doing what he did last week, Chief.
Coming up next. I mean the
we're gonna have to revisit that.
The lie through this through his teeth.
You give me 15. You give me 14 weeks of what he did last week. I ain't got no problem.
We might need to come up with a stat line for tomorrow on a football Friday.
I will forgive every bit of Dalton Schultz.
Okay, you're not getting a jersey. All right.
Jersey?
I think now if he does a pancake block, I think you have to go get a jersey.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Well,
hey, look
okay,
here.
Well, now yell some. If he does a pancake block, yeah.
I'll even take a tight end version of a pancake block. I'll even give it a little grace.
Coming up as we continue on a Thirsty Thursday, he just spoke about his quarterback, C.J. Stroud. Some things that we are hearing – especially from his head coach, that should make you feel a lot better about the growth potentially going on with CJ in this offense coming up next.